Hi guys, this is Moon Glimmer. I am finally getting around to answering your questions for my AMA. I'm sorry it took me a little while. My life got a little crazy for a minute, but I'll get right into it and I'll just answer them, I suppose, in the order they were received. So, let's see. Question one. Do you get nervous recording these? So I'm assuming you mean recording stuff for GWA. And also, how many takes do you have to do? And also, does it turn you on? I don't know if I get nervous. I suppose there's some feelings of anticipation when I record, but I don't know if I would call it nerves, because I definitely do have some exhibitionist tendencies, so I definitely enjoy this, so it definitely does turn me on. I do all of this because it turns me on. I definitely don't do it for praise or pay or anything like that. I just do it because it's fun for me, you know, and it scratches that itch. So, and how many takes do I have to do? That depends. It depends on what I'm doing. So, if I'm doing something that's scripted, I'm still not very good at editing my own stuff. So I try to read through things a few times before I actually hit record, so I know how things are going to sound coming out of my mouth, if it's scripted. But if it's just something where I'm like rambling, or it's just a straight masturbation audio, then it's usually just one take. So I have recorded a couple of things a couple of times, just because I didn't like how it came out the first time. But I usually do, like, if it's something scripted or something where it's, or I'm speaking for a while, I try to read it through a couple of times before I hit record. Second set of questions. What is your opinion on virtual reality? Well, I think that it's going to be a good tool for us. But I also think that I think it's going to come with its own set of issues, like anything does, like any technology does. I think it's going to have, benefits, and it's going to have things that, you know, that we have to work on. So I'm not that well versed in virtual reality. I don't have a lot of experience, and I haven't done a lot of looking into it. So I don't have very educated opinions on it, but I only have, you know, basic opinions. So that's what I think. Which of these two do you find more attractive on a man, facial hair or chest hair? I like both. I adore hairy men. I adore non-hairy men, but I do like hairy guys. But if I had to choose, I really do like facial hair, even if it's just like the scruff on the face, even if it's just, you know, like the 5 o'clock shadow. I like feeling that. I like the way it feels on my skin. I know a lot of girls don't like that scratchy, itchy feeling, but I kind of dig that abrasiveness a little bit. So if I had to pick one, I would say facial hair, but I do dig chest hair as well. So, if you could make the perfect sex toy for yourself or others, what would it be like? Well, darling, we already have the perfect sex toy, and it's right between your ears. So yeah. I don't know. It's everybody's so different. Everybody has different needs. So it's kind of hard to answer. If I could make the perfect sex toy, okay. So if I could make the perfect sex toy for people, I would make something that would, you know, help them communicate their desires, or maybe help them discover their desires, or be able to admit their desires. Because I think that there's a lot of shame and guilt around sex, and there does not have to be. There does not need to be. So yeah, I don't know, like, because physicality and sensation is so different for everybody. The way I like to be touched, my friends don't like to be touched, and things that they like, I would never do. So it really just depends. But if I can make the perfect sex toy for me, I don't know. I just really like to be talked to. Can I just have someone, you know? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll come back to it. Maybe I shouldn't have thought about these before I hit record. What's a song that gives you feelings of good nostalgia? Let me pull up my Spotify really quick. Well, I'm a big music fan. I listen to music all day. I always have something on. So let me just scan. Ooh, I know what it is. Okay, so something that I like to listen to quite a bit, and it always just kind of puts me in a really good vibe, is this song called The Well by Dirtwire and Rising Appalachia. And it doesn't really have any lyrics. It's just kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, but I do suggest you look up this song. It's by Dirtwire. It's all one word, Dirtwire. By The Well. The song's called The Well, and it's just so good. It's kind of jazzy. You can kind of sway around to it, and it always just always puts me in a good mood. Let's see. Next set of questions. What's the one piece of audio you're dying to hear that no one has recorded yet? Church sex. Yeah, I want to hear more priests, pastors, sex in churchyards, sex in the church. Yeah, I kind of get off on the whole being somewhere you're not supposed to be doing, somewhere you're not supposed to, you know, doing something you're not supposed to be doing. And something about that just feels really dirty. And really sexy to me. I would like to hear more of that. And I haven't, I mean, there definitely are audios involving priests and pastors, and there was a really good one just recently about a girl having to be under the pulpit. It was delicious. But more of those is what I want. So, let's see. On a scale of 1 to zombie, how well do you handle early mornings? Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you know me? You must know me if you're asking me that question. I'm a zombie in the mornings. I'm a total zombie. I roll out of bed and I'm hardly awake, and I can't do anything as soon as I first wake up. I can't even really be spoken to. So, yeah, who are you? You must know me. next set of questions. How do you feel about the Apollo? How do you feel about the Apollo missions? What was it like to have so many people watching live as groups of men, as groups of dudes were all over you? We're gonna skip that. What is your opinion on the movie Moon? I love the movie Moon. Okay, so it is one of those movies that I will just put on and have it in the background just for background noise sometimes. I adore that movie. I think the cinematography in that movie is great. I like the simplicity of it. I think that the storyline is amazing, and I adore the movie. And do you feel your character's motivations are... You're pretty sarcastic, I like that. Okay. Seriously though, two of your audios have DS in them, so my question is, as best as you can explain it, what is it about DS that appeals to you? I love hearing other people's thoughts on this topic. That's a good question. It's mostly, for me, it's mostly power play dynamic. I like playing with power. I like playing with different situations. I have always been interested in the mental aspect of DS and being able to control things in my mind, you know, being able to grasp things mentally, understanding why I desire the things that I desire, even if I don't understand them completely at first. Like, why do I have these cravings and these urges? And so yeah, I definitely do like that. And I definitely do have some slight masochistic tendencies. I'm definitely still in the minor leagues when it comes to that. I wouldn't say that I'm playing with the big girls yet, but it's mostly just an exploration of my mind, an exploration of my desires, and kind of just learning to be okay with the things that I want, and learning to not have guilt for the things that I want. And as I said at the beginning of this, there's a lot of guilt around sex and sexuality and desires and urges, and I think that, you know, we have to start moving away from that. You know, we have to start having the conversations where we move away from that. All right, let's see what's next. I lost my space. What are some of your favorite pet names? I have a few. But I will preface this by saying that I like things that kind of organically just come up in conversation and that are kind of unique to who I'm talking to. So it's not that I like to be called one thing by every person. So I like the word sweetheart. I like that a lot. I like the word doll. I like just girl. I mean, I like good girl. You know, I like good girl, but I like just girl as well. I like just being, you know, someone addressing me as girl. I've been called pleasure treasure before. That was really cute. See, I have a few. They tend to kind of be a little bit unique, and some of them are a little personal. So, but I like it to be kind of individualized. You know, I like it to happen organically, and I like it to just come up naturally in conversation. So, how are you so cute? You are a doll, Northy. I love you. Two questions. How would you describe the perfect, no strings attached date night? Probably like a regular date, you know. Probably go out, do something fun, do something where you get to kind of interact and see if you actually have chemistry. I think it's important to know if you have chemistry. I would never just show up and have sex with somebody. I would still want to interact with them somehow. So I would definitely still treat it as a regular date, even if it does end up going that way. But I would still want to have that interaction to kind of judge that chemistry. Are your audios based on some sort of real life experience in the past? I only ask because your audios are convincing. No, well, thank you. Mostly my audios are... they're based on real desires, so I've never recorded something that I'm not interested in, that doesn't turn me on, or that I don't desire to do. I do this because it turns me on, and I do it because I enjoy it. I don't really do it for the glory. Some of it's based on real life stuff that I've done, and all of these are real desires and urges and things that I have. If you could see any musician or band in concert, living or dead, who would it be? That's a pretty good question. I don't know. I'm such a music fan. There's so much. Okay, so this is totally, it's totally nerdy. Whatever, I'll just admit it. I'm a huge Michael Bolton fan, and I've never gotten to see him in concert. I've never gotten to meet him. And yeah, so I would totally fangirl out and probably scream and just be super stoked and excited if I ever got to see Michael Bolton. So yeah, it would probably be Michael Bolton because he's my dreamboat. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? What would you do there? Well, I definitely do have places I want to go. I have some training I want to do in India. I've been putting it off and been putting it off, but I definitely want to go to India for some schooling. I want to go to Tokyo. I want to go to Tokyo. I have a lot of things that I want to see there, and just the technology there is freaking astounding. South Africa is beautiful. I've been wanting to go to South Africa for a while. There's lots of places in the United States that I haven't been that I want to go. I really, and this is also kind of nerdy, I suppose, but I really want to go to Montana and just kind of get away from everything for a while. Because it's just such wide open space out there. I don't know if I could ever live in a space like that. I do really like being surrounded, or I do really like being close to things and being really close to, you know, events happening and being really close to work and not having to have a huge commute. But, yeah. Let's see. What is the origin of your username? Well, I have always, since I started posting online, since I started talking to people online, since I started doing everything online, I've always had a love affair with the moon. Always had a love affair with Luna. And so I've always had some sort of moon derivative in every username that I've had. And glimmer is, you know, kind of like a shine. You get a little glimmer of me, so you're getting a little peek at my life. So that's where it comes from. How do you feel about the all these moon questions? Okay. How do you feel about the advancements SpaceX and Blue Origin are making with space travel? And if money wasn't an issue, would you buy a ticket? I've had this discussion and this debate quite a bit. I'm happier with Blue Origin than I am with SpaceX, but I'm still glad that SpaceX is doing what they're doing. I'm not a big Elon Musk fan. I'll just say that, and I may get flack for it, and that's fine, but I just don't like the way he treats people. And I think that is why he has struggled, and I think that is why he hasn't advanced any further, because he definitely has the potential. But at the same time, you know, I remember when SpaceX was close to closing down. I remember when they were like a week away from, you know, running out of money, and he made it work, and he came up with, you know, came up with everything, and he made it work, and, you know, and they are starting to make advancements, and so they're doing really well. Not really, but they're doing really well now. So I'm pretty happy with it, but I'm not gonna be going into space like that. Sorry, it's not for me. I wouldn't want to be the infantry on the front line, and I don't want to be the first one in space. I'm pretty happy here. I do understand that we do need to make these advancements. I just don't think that we're there yet, and I can't quite wrap my mind around the point of it all. So I kind of go back and forth. One thing that does blow my mind about all of this is that we haven't been to the bottom of our own oceans, but we're trying to, you know, trying to get as far as we can out into space. So overall, I'm happy with it. Overall, I'm happy with it. But I'm not going to be colonizing on Mars, you know. But I will be, if it happens within my lifetime, I will be definitely very stoked for humanity to see that. So, how do you feel about cheese? Love affair with cheese. Have you tried moon cheese snacks? I have not, but I will Google them. I will Google them. All right. Let's see where are. Oh, we're 20 minutes in. Oh, last questions. Okay. Squirrels or mooses, which are better and why? Oh, moose face. Mooses are better. It's not mooses, is it? Is it moose? It's not meese. We had this argument. We had this discussion. It's not meese. It's moose. Moose are better because they're bigger, but they're pretty smelly. So, which is more plausible, aliens or time travel? Well, time travel already exists. time travel already happens. How to best explain time travel? I think you have to adjust the way you think about time travel. We think about time travel and like us physically moving back in time, or you know. But if you think about it plausibly, like an echo of your voice, it's kind of like time travel, right? You know, you're hearing your past voice in the future. So, I don't know. aliens. You know, what is an alien? What is an alien? I think it's naive. If you think about the vast amount of stuff in the universe, let's just call it stuff. If you think about the vast amount of stuff, I think it's to believe that we're the only sentience in this whole big pool of everything doesn't make much sense to me. I think that we may have to adjust the way that we think about what life is and what sentience is. And maybe I do believe in aliens. Maybe I just think that it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit naive to believe that we're all that there is, you know, because there's so much out there, you know, and we can only see so far. So, yeah. Tell us a skill you wish you had. I wish that I wish I was able to masturbate and talk at the same time. I really struggle with that. I always lose track of what I'm saying, or I can't talk. I get very nonverbal. And I've been working on it. I've been trying. So if I could develop a skill, excuse me, I think it would be being able to still express myself verbally while masturbating and while orgasming. Orgasming? Is that a word? Orgasm? Anyway. So thank you for the questions, guys. That was fun. I know it was a little bit rambly and I kind of went off on tangents and stuff. But thank you for listening to me. And believe in aliens and believe in yourself. Drink lots of water, wear your sunscreen, don't text and drive. And I'll talk to you soon.